Professor and News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump and Russia's Vladimir Putin have started their Alaska summit with a warm handshake on Friday. They greeted each other before heading into discussions that could reshape the war in Ukraine and relations between Moscow and Washington. Presidents Trump and Putin did not make any public comments before starting their meeting.
After their airplanes arrived, the two leaders walked down two red carpets. President Trump stopped in front of a military flag guard and greeted Putin with a handshake. They exchanged a few words and posed for photos before entering a room at the military base for their talks. The previously planned one-on-one meeting between the presidents was shifted to a three-on-three meeting, with Donald Trump joined by Secretary of State Marco Rubio and Special Envoy Steve Witkoff.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. Washington, D.C. is suing the Trump administration to block federal control over the Capitol's police department. Correspondent Donna Warder reports.
District of Columbia Attorney General Brian Schwalb is seeking an emergency restraining order in federal court, saying the police takeover is illegal and threatens to wreak operational havoc. The suit comes after U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi announced Thursday night that the head of the Drug Enforcement Administration would assume the D.C. police chief's duties and would have to approve any orders issued to officers. Schwalb argues in the lawsuit that the new order goes beyond Trump's authority, and implementing it would sow chaos. Donna Warder, Washington.
Texas Republicans have ended a legislative session without approving new congressional maps, but quickly began another intended to satisfy President Trump's wishes for redistricting that bolsters the GOP. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 34 points, the Nasdaq dropped 87. This is SRN News. A Pakistani human rights group is raising its voice.
The Movement for Equality has been organizing marches and protests demanding that the government modify the application of its draconian anti-blasphemy laws. Those statutes, which can result in a death sentence, are often used by Muslims in Pakistan to settle petty squabbles with their minority Christian neighbors. Movement for Equality also points to a surge in false accusations and an increase in mob violence against those accused. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Muslim terrorist group is ramping up its attacks in the eastern part of the Democratic Republic of Congo. Christians are almost always the target, and tensions are running high. One local leader tells International Christian Concern, "Our population must stay alert. We are facing a persistent threat, and only by working together with the security forces and remaining cautious can we avoid further bloodshed." This is SRN News. Smaller-scale solar panels about the size of a door are poised to be plugged into more U.S. homes and apartments.
Homeowners and renters who want to harness the sun's energy continue to look for cheaper alternatives to rooftop installations. Known as plug-in or balcony solar, the systems that are already popular in Europe could become more attractive to U.S. buyers now that the residential rooftop solar credits are being scrapped under the GOP tax bill. Manufacturers report increased demand amid other positive signs, such as Utah recently passing a law to streamline regulations for homeowners to buy and install them. John Scott reporting.
A massive cloudburst triggered flash floods in northwestern Pakistan and has killed at least 157 people, including women and children. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.